Good morning. It is morning. It's 11:49 a.m. here in mostly overcast, mostly cloud covered. Greeley, Colorado, 40. Official temperature is 42. Outside my back door is 48. It's almost 50 degrees out. There's a slight breeze blowing. It's actually picked up a bit since I've been walking the last 20 minutes or so. The weather service says we're in for a high wind warning. Looking at some of the clouds off to the northeast, I'm not surprised by that. So, hi, yeah, look, back on the road again. Look at me. Finally. It's, did I say Wednesday, January 13th, 2021? Wednesday, January 13th, 2021, 11:49 a.m. Okay, there. I took a little test run on the microphone to see if it was actually recording. It says it is. I don't know how much I trust it, but we'll keep going. So, the big news here was that our furnace, which was on its last burner, had a pretty serious meltdown last week, beginning of the week. And when we got the guys in here to look it over, what they found out was the furnace control units had shorted out. He actually didn't know why it was still working at all, because the connections had all fried, or most of them fried. And as soon as he touched them, they fell off. So they came up with a quote to repair it, $1,300, almost $1,400. And the cost of a new one is $4,200. So we opted to get the new one and had them wire everything together as best they could to get it, get us some heat until they could get in to do the replacement, which happened on Monday. Today's Wednesday. I lost yesterday somewhere. Not sure where. Oh, I do know where. I was strapping my boots on. I was just going to the kitchen to strap my boots on. I was going to walk in the afternoon. The morning was shot. And then my calendar alarm popped up. I had to meet with the bankers about an IRA rollover. It was a Zoom call, but it was still... I don't know if you've ever dealt with bankers, but... they had like a 22-page presentation. They had to go over it every line by line. It wasn't simply a matter of checking the box saying, just roll it over. We had to do a big dog and pony, which pretty much ate up the afternoon. And it took me almost till the point where I had to start fixing dinner. So I have to remember to pay my quarterly taxes by the time I get home today. I'm saying it out loud to see if it helps, because it's a good idea to file them 48 hours before the cutoff, which is January 15th for the last quarter of 2020, which is apparently the gift that keeps on giving. So we'll see how things work out. I'm trying, I think I mentioned my therapist, wait a minute, I'm trying to keep reframing things in terms of what I want to do rather than what I have to do or what I need to do. It's like, the walk is, The walk is something I want to do. Riding is something I want to do. I don't seem to be able to find myself to do it. I can't break through my focus issue. I get up in the morning and waste time until 8 o'clock. The 8 o'clock alarm goes off. I have a checklist now for 8 o'clock for the 6 things I have to do at 8 o'clock. And I'm getting better at actually paying attention to the alarm. I've had the alarm for a while. And it would go off and I'd say, oh yeah, sure. And I'd shut it off and then go back to whatever it was I was doing, which is, since Christmas, pretty much Factorio. It's a game. I think I mentioned it before. The danger of it is that it's a lot like Minecraft, in that there's always something else to do. So I've got to fix this, and then I'm going to log off. But I fix that, and then I discover something else that needs to be doing, and I'll do that. Needs to be done. That needs to be doing. Find something else that needs to be done. And then I find something else that needs to be done. And then something else that needs to be done. The next thing I know, it's time to fix dinner. In fact, on a couple of nights, it's been past time to fix dinner, and in order to feed the family in a timely manner, I wound up ordering delivery. So I got a bunch of stuff I have to do this afternoon, not the least of which is a CIFL meeting at 1 o'clock. I have to pay my estimated taxes, and then around 3:30, 4 o'clock, I have to start getting dinner. I'm going to make a chicken stew, and I have some chicken that needs to be stewed. So I'll make chicken and dumplings for dinner, but it's going to require a fair amount of front-end work in order to get it to happen. So, yeah, blame Factorio. Blame my hyper-focus on Factorio. I'm going to have to examine it in the same way that I look at Minecraft. Well, in a certain sense, the same way I look at... I did not look at Fallout 4. Fallout 4, which took a lot of time last year, took a lot of attention last year. It's not really a building game. And then I started playing Outer Worlds. I didn't play Outer Worlds very long because I realized that it's really not that good a game. The replayability of it is, you know, once you learn the 6 things you have to do, then going back through and do those 6 things in the right order makes it a lot easier, even in hard difficulty. So, yeah, I was due for a new game, and Factorio came as a Christmas present for my wife, who actually knew better, but it was on my wish list, so she got it for me. It's almost a pure building game. It's not entirely, because they have bugs that come and eat your factory. They're called biters. And as the game goes on, the biters get tougher. So I've gone through, I had a couple of false starts, tried a couple things, said no, started the map over again, said nope, started the map over again. And then I think it was the third try, I got through and won the game. To win the game, the winning scenario is you launch a rocket and launch a satellite. And so, yeah, I launched a satellite. And therefore won the game. But I really wasn't happy with the factory that I had. The map was kind of screwy, and the factory was spaghetti, and I wasn't happy with the way that it had developed. I learned a lot about how to lay the game out, how to play the game, how to lay out my factory. How to deal with all of the different kinds of things that have to happen. And so I started a new map. One that actually was a decent starter map. And I'm about to the point where my starter base is... it needs to be disassembled, and my next level base needs to be built out. I'm paying attention to detail on this one, which makes everything take longer. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. And, so I'm trying a different strategy. I'm trying a few things to kind of keep my pollution footprint down. I had coal-powered steam for a while, but I have now replaced that with solar. And the only part that contributes pollution to solar is mining. And I don't know if the assembly plants contribute to pollution. If they do, it's not very much. So basically, it's the mining. And instead of running power lines everywhere, I have a couple of blueprints for different kinds, different levels of power plant. And I just set up a solar power station wherever I need it, rather than trying to set up one huge one and then run wires everywhere. So, you know, every time I try something, do something different. There's always something different to try. There's always something new to try. My starter base is kind of a mess at this point. I'm going to get a lot of resources back when I pick it all up. But that's good. It's good. So, yeah, it got to be 11 o'clock, and I realized that I've got a 1 o'clock CIFA meeting again today for budget and accounting. And while that shouldn't take more than half an hour, I figured rather than put things off till the afternoon, which seems to get interrupted too often. 11 o'clock, there wasn't anything going on. I started out the door at 11 o'clock. It still took me till 11:30 to actually get out and get walking. As soon as I put my shoes on, it's like, oh, you're going to the mailbox. Here, to put this in the mail. Of course, I went to the mailbox and had to pick up the mail from yesterday, and I think yesterday and Saturday. So then I got the mail back and had to sort it out, and then I was able to start to walk. And then the phone is so slow these days. My venerable Note 3. I'm trying to... go with it as long as I can, since it's been a workhorse. I've had it... Well, I got the Note 3 just before the Note 4 came out. And I don't know, it's been years since I've got it. And I'm even at the point where some apps like the banking app won't run. There are, what was the other one? It wasn't Uber. It was Super Shuttle. the Super Shuttle app stopped working, and I couldn't upgrade it because the operating system on this phone is too old. So I probably need to go through and delete some apps that I don't use very much. There's only like three or four that I use all the time. This voice recorder for one. Pandora, Kindle, Gmail, Twitter. I think that's about it. I don't know what else I could take off. Everything else I could take off unless it's connected to the operating system somehow, I suppose. Oh, Instagram and Flickr. I use those two to post the picture in the morning. And I think Dropbox is on it. But it doesn't sync to Dropbox, it just handles the photo upload and stuff. So, I don't know, maybe if I clear off some of the other stuff that's on there, maybe I can find some more throughput. I have to go through and take off all of the photographs, all of the podcasts that are taking up disk space. Because when they go up to Dropbox, the podcasts and the photos both go to Dropbox. When it goes to Dropbox, it just copies it to Dropbox. It doesn't move it. So all the podcasts stay on the phone until I get around to killing them off. Across the street here. There's not a breath of wind here at the moment. I suppose it's probably the calm before the storm. There's a big band of black clouds. It doesn't go completely overhead, but it may as well. What is that? Long-tailed hawks in that tree over there. There's a lady coming up behind me. I'm trying to walk in the street so she doesn't have to walk in my breath plume. I'm not masked. I don't mask when I walk outside. I try not to get near anybody. My knees are talking to me. My ankle, I don't know what's going on with my ankle. It's my feet. Cramps in my legs, cramps in my feet. I am getting control of sleep. Sleep seems to be, well, there's no seems to be about it. Sleep is the key. Sleep is the answer to about 90% of my ills here at this point. If I only get 5 or 6 hours sleep, which happens too regularly, then I feel it. It used to be I could get by on 4 or 5 hours sleep. Not anymore. Got 8 hours last night, 10 to 6, even accounting for being awakened by the cat several times through the night. Last night wasn't a bad night. Let's see if I could do two in a row. That goes for the walk, too. Let's see if I could do two in a row, because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.